Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now, step strong. Stay watching. Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your round the way social worker, baby. And I'm back to give you another dose of vitamin E to educate, empower, and encourage you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Y'all know I'm so super, super hyped because here we are with another candid episode, another vulnerable, raw episode. And I think on the last one that we were talking about, we were just talking about relationships. So I want to try to do one of these at least, you know, maybe like once or twice a month. But I want us to continue on the conversations and be on the lookout for the YouTube channel, because then we'll be able to have live videos and you can comment on the videos. I decided to take it from social media because I do go live on IG. I do go live on TikTok. I haven't went live on LinkedIn, but I just think that YouTube is a more universal state where everybody can get to if you don't have social media, you know, and I think that YouTube would be a more leveled platform because everybody know what YouTube is. So be on the lookout. So when I drop the link and say, hey, we're going on YouTube, y'all come on so that we can have our podcast family can have these open discussions and have questions and answer questions and talk about things. But this episode, I just want to talk about, we were talking about relationships and committing. And people have a hard time with committing. And I think on the last episode, my sister, she was just saying how, you know, it doesn't take all day or 6, 7, 8, 5, 10, 20 years to say, oh, is this what it is? But we were just talking, just have random conversation that sometimes people have a fear of commitment because they fear they're going to miss out on something. Child, if you feel like you're going to miss out on something, you're not being honest at the beginning of your relationship. We talked about boundaries. We talked about dating. We talked about your non-negotiables. If you feel like you're going to miss out on something, if they're not doing something at the beginning of the relationship, you need to revisit that thing or let that thing go. But we're talking about commitment. What are you so afraid of? When I say you, that's either men or women, because now, you know, we got these side chicks and side pieces and, you know, you ain't getting this. But are you really communicating that? But and a lot of people don't want to commit to just being in a monogamous relationship. So they have different ships going on at the same time. And y'all know different ships going on at the same time can get costly, baby. Your pockets start getting thin, baby, and that lint start coming out. So here we got Mika again. So Mika, you tell me, go ahead and introduce yourself. Because I just say, hey, y'all, this is my sister Mika, you know. But we just sit and we just have good, raw real conversations. And I think that sometimes people go off, they want to be scripted and they want to, you know, well, this is what I think. No, baby, come from the dome. Tell me what it is. So I just want to, because I'm going to give you the floor. And we're talking about commitment and, you know, what's your thing when it comes to what do you feel or how do you feel commitment or lack of commitment plays a role in healthy relationships. But I think you had like something you wanted to say, something. Did you lose your thought as far as like you said before you left home or something like that?
No,
but I'm gonna give it to her.
With commitment, I'm gonna allude to what you said. You said a lot of people don't want to commit these days in time for fear of missing out on something. They feel like it's the next best thing out there in the world, or as the old people would say, the grass ain't green on the other side. The grass is not always greener. You know, focus on what you have in front of you. They don't want to be committed to the person that's in front of them, who they have been, like we said before, playing house with, shacked up with, you know, really not exclusive yet. You're still just dating, but, you know, you're doing all these things because you don't want to commit. I do feel like a lot of people are afraid to commit. A thought popped up in my head just a couple of days ago, and I was like, you know, what if I, and this was just a thought that popped up, what if I just, you know, dated people but just really didn't want to commit to them? And I was like, no, that ain't me.
Now, you wasting somebody's time.
Because that's doing just what people do to you, you know. And like I said, it was just a thought. That's nothing that I'm going to do. I'm not going to do anybody else like that. That's why it is so important, you know, right from the start. You tell people, okay, you know, this is what it is. And this is what I ain't, you know, just point blank, period. But a lot of people are afraid of commitment. And I just can't see myself just constantly dating somebody and never being committed to someone because of past hurt and past trauma. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to get past the hurt and the trauma. If you're getting out there again and you want to commit to someone, you want to start dating with something, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. And I think that, I mean, and you hit the nail on the head when you said past trauma, past relationships, and you feel as though you're bringing, what's that, Erykah Badu, bag lady, you gonna hurt your back, something like that, y'all. But you bringing all this baggage in, or you're still bringing what you have been through, and you're putting it on this person that you're currently, you know, air quotations, dating. So now here you are kind of, you know, you're bringing your baggage in on this person, and then you're making this person feel like they have to set up to the standards of this other person, and that's not fair to that person. But like Mika said, you have to make sure that your trauma and your past relationships, leave it at the door, and don't put those expectations or those titles or what somebody else has sent you through on this person that you are currently dating. So I think that that's one that Mika said, that can be a reason that people have fear of committing to relationships, exactly, because they feel like this person is going to do what the last person did. But if you honest, and if you're vulnerable, and if you're able to say, hey, I done had me two relationships in the past, baby, and let me tell you what happened. And let me tell you what's not going to happen in this relationship. But if you're able to be vulnerable and you're able to talk to the people and you're able to say, hey, we're not going through this again, then you're able to set a clean slate. And then you can move forward when you're talking about commitment. That's, you know, that's my take on it.
Exactly.
Because if you're not willing to be vulnerable, or if you're not really willing to be, you know, open with a person, yeah, the fear of commitment is going to forever be in the front of your mind, because you feel like, if I'm honest with them, or if I'm real with them, or just, you know, be exclusive to them, you know, they may do this or they may not do that. But you got to learn how to talk in a relationship.
And then, too, to keep it real, if you're doing all that, I'm just alluding to what you're saying, and to doing all that, and if you're doing that, that means really you're not even being honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, there you go. You done got your clown suit. I was talking to one of my one of my friends at work, and, you know, I just want to say this. None of us are perfect. So no relationship, I don't care if you've been married 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, it's like me and, you know, I've been married for a good long minute, and I'm still learning things about my husband. He not perfect, but neither am I. And I think that when we come to talk about committing to one person, we hone in on their flaws. We hone in on their shortcomings, be like, mm-mm. But any relationship, and I say, if y'all follow me on social media, marriage is work. And we have to learn to work past the issues. Now, if the issues that we're working past are workable, okay, let's get this thing. But if the issues that you're dealing with, you've talked about it, you've set some ground rules, you've set some things you're going to do, and they still not doing them, but they still doing them, child, please, this for the birds.
Yeah, it's time to move on at that point. That's just what it is.
Right. So, and I guess that, you know, when you're coming, if you have a fear of commitment in a relationship, if you honestly are having a fear of commitment, you need to go back to the drawing board and ask yourself, why am I fearful of commitment to this person? What has this person done or has not done that is not meeting my expectations or meeting my needs, but vice versa. You have to be able to ask yourself, what have I done or I have not done that has not met this person's expectation or this person's need? You have to have a commonality. You both have to come together. You both have to be on the same page when you're talking about commitment.
And all that is self-evaluating.
Right.
All you're doing is evaluating yourself, because you don't want to keep living in the past. You know, and then you don't want to punish somebody else, this new person on the scene. You don't want to punish them for what has been done to you in the past.
Right. And I think we talked about this the other day with, I think we talked about it, projection.
Projection,
and
yes.
What a lot of people do,
that's a big deal.
Right. They'll project a lot of stuff that they have been, and they'll project it onto somebody else. And that's not fair.
Yeah, it makes you feel guilty.
Right.
You know, and then you have to be careful with that too, because you may be in a very vulnerable state.
Right.
You know,
right.
And your mind is, you know, so you have to watch out for a projection too, because this man may have been married to his wife and they got a divorce, and then he wants to treat you and do the things to you that he did to his wife, and then vice versa.
Right.
So you got to watch out for the projection as well.
Right. And I think that a lot of times when you're talking about commitment, because this is what we're talking about today, just your fear of commitment. What is the reason? But once you are able to identify, you're not missing. If you feel like you're missing out, there's something that's missing in the relationship that you're in now. If you feel like if you commit to that person, you already know what the red flag is, or you already know, you know, where that voided space is at. So maybe that's your apprehension of committing, or maybe that's theirs. Maybe you need to talk back with them. Y'all need to sit down and say, hey, it's time to be honest. It's time to be real.
That's right.
You know,
and there's nothing wrong with going back to the start.
Going back to the
beginning. Revisit that situation.
Hey.
Go back. It's called reevaluation. You know, it's self-evaluation. You know, sometimes you have to reevaluate the situation with you from and them from the beginning, and also yourself.
Right.
Hey, something is not clicking. What's making us not click?
Right. Yeah. I think, like, when you said that, you got to start, go back over. I thought about the song, you know, let's start over, back to the way things were.
Yeah.
Hey, forget about him, and I'll forget about her.
That's it.
You know, we're talking about commitment. You know, let's be committed to, you know, having one person. And let me tell you, and like I reiterated, and nobody is perfect. You know, nobody is perfect. I was watching Family Feud the other day, and it was like Steve Harvey asked a question. He said, I wish my blank was the same size as my blank. And it was like they had to figure out what it was. So one of the answers was, this man says he wished his eye was the same size as his other eye. So I'm just saying to you, then this other lady said she wished that one of her boobs was the same size. He was like, what? Anyway, that's a story for another day. But I said all that to say that nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Mm-hmm. And I think, who sang that song? Sierra? Nobody's perfect, baby. No, I mean, you know what? I watch too much TV. I listen to all genres of music, you know, but it's always something. She said, you know, but you're perfect for me. So I said at the same time, you know, even my relationship, we're not perfect. We're not perfect, but we're perfect for each other, because we understand and we're learning about one another. So when it comes to commitment, we have to be able to understand and go ahead and acknowledge that I'm not perfect. They're not perfect. But are you perfect with one another? Because sometimes, and I know for me, and I can speak in my relationship, where I lack, my husband, he makes the difference. Where he lacks, I make the difference. So we're committed to going the long haul. So when you're talking about dating and relationships, you have to be committed, you know. And if you have a problem with commitment, you have to go back and search yourself and say, what's my problem?
Right. That's right.
Why do I have a problem with commitment?
And
right. And is my problem with commitment, does it has anything to do with the person in front of me, mm-hmm. or is it all personal? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's our bag for today. What is the deal with commitment, baby? What is your problem? And y'all know, if you need any kind of assistance, y'all know y'all can call Coach TJ Black, and baby, we'll get you right over here. We'll get you right. So, Mika, do you have anything that you want to say before we close out this session of fear of commitment. Is there anything you want to say?
Well, I just want to say to y'all who are trying to get back out in that scene.
They're trying or they're getting back out?
Are you getting back out?
They're getting back
out. there is nothing wrong with commitment. And if you feel like you have that phobia or that fear of commitment, then reevaluate yourself. Because what you don't want to do at the end of the day is waste your time and somebody else's time.
Mm-hmm. Well, child, that was the word for today. So, y'all know I can talk to y'all all day, but I got to get out of here, baby. I got to get out of here. So, until the next time, y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because the people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintain it, child. Because they already know you have a fear, a phobia of committing to people. But let them know that you done got you a new little nugget, child. And you know, let me check this thing out. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. And remember to keep God first. Remember to go to God before you do anything. Maybe you need to go back to God and say, God, what is it? Show me. And I'm telling you, he'll show you what it is. So until the next time, y'all be safe and I holler.